So can I deliver you some bad news?
What happened?
So I found out that I am most likely going to be a father.
With who?
I mean, I'm sure you have a pretty good idea.
With Salí con la amiga, dando vueltas por la city, con mi canción en la bocina, que me quiere ver y está loca por tenerme.
Dice que quiere matar las ganas. Podcast, it's your boy Sergio Stocks.
It's your boy Matt.
Ick. Ciao.
It's a boy Michu.
Before we get into this episode, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Don't forget to give us 5 stars on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Don't forget to check us out on
Patreon.
Where you guys get an extra episode every single Friday. Subscribe to the new YouTube channel.
B3!
Like, why are we subscribing to a channel that doesn't have any videos? It's coming. It's coming.
Mm-hmm. Muy soon.
What is the weirdest name a girl called you during sex?
I don't like the word daddy.
I agree, though. Me, it was like too excessive. Daddy, 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 daddy.
So I don't know if you guys want to start like light, heavy, crazy. You guys let me know.
I have one question for you guys.
Go for it.
What would you guys do if... Do you want a daughter?
I want both.
You want a daughter?
I want kids.
Do you want to have a daughter?
Yeah, but I can't choose if I want kids. Yeah.
I'm saying, would you be happy if you had a daughter?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'd be happy if I had a guy or a girl.
Okay, perfect. So your girl just turned 18 years old. Daughter. Your daughter. Your daughter just turned 18 years old. She comes to you and she's like, Dad, I want to make an OnlyFans.
Uh-huh.
What's the next move?
Nah, bruv. Shut up, I can't. If you do OnlyFans, that's you. I don't mind. My daughter, that's... No. Yeah, I don't care. Nah, fam.
I don't know why you're looking at me, bro.
Nah.
Yeah, no, the answer is yeah, no, for sure.
Where is she posting?
Obviously, you know.
Promiscuousness.
I mean, there's three types of OnlyFans.
Bro, she is posting
nudes, bro, yeah. Titties and shit, dog.
Yeah.
No. But like, bikini pics is okay?
Yeah.
You would let bikini pics like?
It's a bikini.
18 years old.
Because listen.
18, no, respectfully, bro, 18 years
old. I would rather not. But
wait, I thought respectfully what?
18. She's 8. She just turned 18, bro.
18 and she's posting bikini pics?
Yeah.
It's not that deep.
No, she's posting like.
On OnlyFans.
On OnlyFans.
Bikini pics. She's probably posting on Instagram.
Hold on. The question that it all comes down to, what I would ask is, why do you feel like you want to do an OnlyFans?
Yeah, there's going to be a whole lot of talk for this, but like, he's just asking like if...
Well, that's why I'm saying no. I'm saying me, it's a definitive no. Mm.
Okay.
But outside from that, I would want to know why she wants to do an OnlyFans, because if she's saying it's about money, we could figure something out, we'll talk about jobs. Like, there's other ways where you could do that and allow OnlyFans to be like a last result. And if not, wait until you're older to make that drastic of a decision that... stays on the internet forever.
Yeah.
That's...
I forgot the parts where I made a joke. I don't
know. No,
it's... I was about to say. What do you do if you go on your girl's...
Me?
Yeah. If you go on your daughter's Instagram, she's 19, 20 or so, whatever.
She's what?
19 or 20, okay? Oh. And she posted a bikini pic, and then you see her Instagram, whatever, and you see in the... Last like, you see my name.
You're what?
You see, like, post Mathieu Dufresne.
What the fuck? My daughter.
What do you do?
Nigga, what? What
do you do? Yo, we're gonna have a talk, bro.
For
homie
real?
To homie, we're gonna have a talk, bro.
That's a very awkward way to start the podcast, by the way.
Like,
the answer to Mitch's question was, we would rather not our daughter start an OnlyFans at 18.
But I like how you elaborated. Thank you. Like, I really like, I would have a conversation.
What about if I just follow your girl? Like, I just...
What's wrong? Are you okay? Do you have a kink?
No, what the fuck? If I just follow her on Instagram.
My daughter or my girl?
No, your daughter.
I don't think it would be that big of a deal.
When is the part of this conversation that we move on?
Wait.
That's because we're talking about my daughter right now. Yeah, your daughter, nigga.
Okay, what about your daughter? Yeah.
You see me liking your daughter's pictures?
I would obviously have a conversation.
Okay, what if I follow your daughter?
I wouldn't mind the follow. I don't care.
Why would I follow your daughter?
I Bro.
Why would a grown-ass man want to follow your daughter?
Yo, yeah, obviously.
She's a kid.
Bro, you're my homie. You're on the...
Leave it at homies.
Huh?
We leave it at homies. We are homies. You are not homies with my daughter. You
guys are friends. I'll be friends then with your daughter when we're all together, whatever.
Would you be following... Let's say, would you be following my wife?
No, I'm only going to follow my wife.
Obviously.
What should be posting, though?
Right, so, bro, does she have an OnlyFans?
Can I subscribe? Sorry.
We could split.
I'm slashing tires, bro. I promise y'all.
We could split the subscribers.
I promise y'all, bro.
She has her OnlyFans.
I'm slashing tires,
but if she has her OnlyFans, I can subscribe. It's up to the public, no?
What does she post?
Shut your ass up, bro. YouTube.
What if I want to see
you? Hey, yo, move on from this conversation.
If I want to see you. If I want to see you.
Let's move from this conversation.
Is it okay if I want to see you? Like, if she's giving you head and the OnlyFans, and I just say I want to see you.
Yeah, that's fine. You know, I got you. You could have just asked privately.
No more. Stop.
I think for the following thing, I think for me, like, it's the age thing. I think, like, if your daughter was, like, 21, like, it would be, like, less weird if we followed each other on Instagram. Mm-hmm. But if she's, like, 18, I don't know. It's just, it's a weird... To weird.
I'd
weird
probably thing. Just don't do it regardless. Actually, like the real answer, I'd probably just not follow her at all.
Yeah. No, because yo, like let's say for example, it's just like a support thing. Like, let's say like she's just posting shit like of achievements and like for me to be updated in y'all's family's lives. Mm. Like that's a way because that's what social media is supposed to be, right? Mm. Like you're highlighting your life essentially, right?
Technically,
other people use it for bikini pictures or whatever. But I feel like it's like a family environment. Mm. Like you would be able to receive and see updates through social media.
Would you leave your kids at my house for 1 week? No. Would you try?
What is wrong? We're moving.
No, wait. No. We're calling you. You made it more weird.
No.
I understand. Like you're
for
okay,
you.
Okay.
For you.
To babysit.
For you to
babysit. You're going on a trip. Would you leave your kid at my house for a week?
Yes, I would.
Hell no.
Yes, I would.
Why?
Yes, I would.
Hell no, yeah, me too. Bro, the fuck?
I'm sending
ain't no way I'm coming back to my kid like, Dad, I missed you. Bullshit like
respect.
That.
It's like,
Daddy.
respectfully, you most likely gonna have light skinned kids, so I'm gonna teach them the fucking ways, bro.
Yes. Okay, well, if I have light skinned kids, you're not gonna teach them the way.
Okay, let's do this. Okay, let's say you have kids, I have kids. Okay, in order, okay. Who are you dropping them off to be babysat? Like an order. Like who are you? Okay. Who are you most
number one is I the
like the most likely for you to leave your kids to be babysat by.
Same order, 1, 2, 3.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
I'm such a good babysitter, bro.
The only reason I can't put you one is because you forget shit. So I feel like I'm nerfed. So one of my kids will be nerfed. So if he needs some fucking, he needs some medication or some shit, I just feel like you're going to forget, bro.
You forget his EpiPen?
Yeah.
First of all, respectfully, I raised my brother. So I'm very attentionate with kids and not forgetting
never said
things. I just say.
You see what you did? Now you hurt his feelings.
He's third place, nigga.
Yeah,
you're
why?
Second.
See, bro, for real,
you're chilling.
I'm supposed to be first.
Yeah.
What?
He said, they're going to my mom's.
Fuck. Because if my kid goes with him, they're going to go steal a fucking bank. My kid go, you know.
Yo, you'll come back tatted, bro.
That's what I'm saying. If my kid goes with you, he's gonna come back doing skincare every fucking day for 2 hours. And if he goes with you, he's gonna think he's like the main character walking like Michael Jackson all day.
Hey, man. Wait, think about it. Out of all these scenarios, which one is the best one? I'm saying, thinking you're the main character, bro.
I need my kid to be a little thug, you know what I'm saying?
That's a dub. A little thug, rob a bank, hoodlum, jail?
Money. They're bringing him money.
Jail? Jail? Money. Also jail?
No, we don't do that. We don't do jail.
I mean, he's there.
That's okay.
Side note, I've never been to jail.
If anything, he's gonna go rob a bank and the girl's gonna be like, oh, it's Sergio, give me, I'll give you my money.
Pretty much it.
You don't need to go to the bank, I'll give you my
money. Are you the guy from the podcast? Oh, the bank is open. Just go for it. My pussy too.
And tell my kid, that's how you do it.
Fuck. Get second and third, bro.
So wait, who's gonna be first?
Sergio.
Sergio's gonna be.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because he already has daddy fever, bro.
That is true.
Why did I say daddy fever? That sounds so weird.
Yeah.
Father, you get what I mean.
Baby fever.
Yeah, that thing.
Okay, but you're gonna be a daddy. Call me daddy again.
That thing is crazy.
There's hope between these two. I'm just saying, one of them is gonna be butt hurt. That's all I'm saying.
100%. 100%, bro.
I do not care. Shit. I think Matt. You know why? You know why? Because Matt is so like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. you guys get what I mean? Like we're doing this. This is happening. This is what all that stuff. Like Michu.
Nah, shit. I don't even want to know. I'm good. I don't even want to know.
Like if I leave my kids. Up?
Yo,
I feel like
that's crazy.
What would happen with them?
That's crazy.
I don't know. Like it's a gamble. It's either they come back super smart.
No, super clean. Because they're all gonna take an hour and a half showers.
Yeah, oh, true. Yes. This clean, smart, or like annoying as fuck.
Sassy.
Yeah.
Imagine your kid goes. You say, by the way, we have to go soccer and do this, that, and he goes. Technically, dad.
Oh, no.
It's
yo,
not at you, best bro. Time.
No, he's going to say we have 15 minutes to leave. He's going to be like, technically, we have 22 minutes.
Oh, no. Michu.
That's crazy. Yo,
oh, hell no.
That is crazy, by the way.
Okay, what's your answer, Michu?
None of y'all now. Fuck all three of y'all. All three of y'all respectively dropping my kids to my brother's place. Man. Fuck, man.
Respectfully.
In order, I would probably go... That's tough. I would probably go Matt, Sergio, Carl.
You guys.
I don't have, yo. Okay, listen. The reason why I'm going in that order is not even based on anything, the bullshit that they said, respectfully. It's just because, like, I've known Matt the longest and then Sergio and then Carl. That's it.
That's so gay.
That's it. That's the only reason. Like, that's the only reason. Like, all these guys have, you know...
Valid reasons.
Yeah, all these guys are really good. They're... Fuck y'all. You know what? Fuck it. Fuck you, and fuck you too, bro.
No, you guys know that if you guys drop your kids with me, pause. Oh, my God.
Carl, what the... It's because of him. It's his question.
It's because of him. Yeah.
Drop your kids with me.
Yo, there's no way, bro. There's no way I'm dropping my kids at his place for a week and then I come back.
They're not going to come back. They're not coming back.
Elaborate before it sounds weird.
Yo. If you guys drop your kids with me, they're not coming back to you.
What?
Because
they're going to like
they're going to love it.
Bro.
They're going to have so much fun.
Yo, bro.
What do you mean?
That hole is getting deeper.
Yo!
They're gonna love me. No, like,
yo, bro. Okay, you know what? Stop. Just stop, bro.
You guys understand.
Yo.
Like, they're actually gonna be like, I don't wanna leave.
We fucking got him. Yo. We got his ass now.
All right, yo, what's your answer?
Well, I've had all this time to think. It's 1, 2, and 3. Mm. Here's my answer why. It was a close competition. You, I feel like you'd be too busy. Him, I feel like because he's going to be very close like with his family and whatnot. Like, I'm sure your mom is going to be in the picture and everybody. So it's going to be like a very family environment. Family. I feel like you're going to be way too fucking busy. Je sais qu'ils vont marcher. Why am I speaking French? I know you would make them walk straight. So I'd know that they would be okay being with you. Uh-huh. That's my answer.
That's crazy. Yo, that is crazy. I bet.
Yo, Misha just gives me energy that he's going to come back home with the wrong kid. That's crazy. He's going to be like singing like some Kendrick Lamar bullshit, grab like the wrong kid's hand and just like leave.
I'm like,
Who are you? And like, the kid,
and he's not even
he's gonna, like, technically, you're not Sergio's son.
He's not even gonna shut about it.
We just need to be like, technically, if we look at you like this.
All right. It is what it is.
So speaking of family and stuff, now listen, this is a challenge. You guys don't have to do it if you don't want to.
I don't.
But I thought of a challenge that could be funny if you guys called your parents and told them that you got a girl pregnant.
Oh, my days.
I'm actually intrigued. No. I'm actually intrigued to see how she's going to react.
Okay, so I'm going to let the people know, for the people listening. So we're going to attempt to call our parents to let them know that we just got a girl pregnant.
Hello. Okay. Hello. Okay. Hello. Bonjour.
Yes.
Qu'est-ce, ton téléphone ne fonctionne pas? Tu bloques le mic?
Non.
Ah, ok, voilà. Oui, là, je t'entends bien. Ok, ça va. Est-ce que tu as un petit 2 minutes?
Oui.
C'est comme un petit truc à parler, là. C'est un peu... C'est dur sur le cœur.
C'est dur sur le cœur?
Ouais.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a?
Parce que je ne sais pas comment gérer ça.
Tu sais pas comment gérer ça?
Ouais, c'est la première fois que ça m'arrive.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a?
J'ai mis une fille enceinte, puis elle veut garder le bébé.
Non.
Ouais.
Pas pour vrai. Non.
Ouais.
C'est pour de vrai, là? Tu me l'as-tu, là?
Ouais, je sais pas quoi faire avec ça.
Ah, tu peux rien faire. Tu peux rien faire. C'est qui?
Personne d'important, personne que tu connais, en fait. C'est ça le problème, un peu, tu sais, au moins que c'était...
Ben oui, j'ai plein de filles qui font exprès.
Quel nom que t'aimerais comme bébé, pour le nom du bébé?
Hey, tu me laisses-tu, là?
Ouais, c'est genre l'heure du podcast là en ce moment.
Oh non!
Bon, ok, je te laisse, on se parle plus tard.
Bye.
Love you, bye. Yeah, that was good.
Alright, I can go next.
Go for it.
Oh, damn, je
okay, so that's how you guys should end it on that note.
Yeah,
that's... I was asking.
Hello?
Ma?
Uh-huh.
Are you busy?
No, you can talk.
Okay, I need what are you doing right now?
Je suis en route pour aller à
mon travail. Okay, so I need your help with something because I'm in a bit of a like bad situation right now.
What's going on?
So the other day, well, a couple weeks ago, I hooked up with this girl, and then today she texted me basically and telling me that she got pregnant.
What?
Yep.
You got pregnant how?
So, mom. Because we didn't have protected sex.
That's exactly why I'm asking how.
What do you mean?
Yes, because you know better than that.
I know, but...
but what happened to you?
Yeah, I know, but...
You know? Okay.
But it was just
And it was always like that. It was always... It's not the getting pregnant part. It's the... You know that you always have to protect yourself for diseases. Pour maladies, pour tout ce qui est des c'est pas pour tes bagages. Depuis qu'il est habitué à rouler son copain, il a fait son test before and everything. What happened to you?
No, I know, I understand, but that was like a very like bad decision on my part. But I mean, I wanted to know. I also wanted to know what should I choose for the baby's name?
What do you mean? What you choose for your baby's name?
What should I choose for the baby's name?
You're keeping the baby?
No, I'm just joking. Don't worry.
No, you know, I always always tell you. Check out.
Allô, Tati. Tati, c'est... comment tu vas?
Non, non,
non.
Let me tell you. I don't mind. You bring a hooker home. That's it's crazy. Gonna be your problem. You bring a super whatever whatever home, it's gonna be your problem also.
I know, I know, mais c'était pour le podcast, Tati. C'est pour le podcast, on voulait faire une petite blague là.
Oui, mais oui, oui. Tu vois, je t'ai posé la question bien spécifique là. Depuis que t'as 14 ans,
et là, soyez dans tout
l'âge. Oh my god. Parce que c'est pas pour le bébé, c'est pour les maladies. Là, j'ai pas besoin que t'aies aucune maladie, venez rien. Toute la bullshit, là.
Ok, merci, Tati. On s'appelle après, ok?
Papi, ne me passez pas sur mon podcast. I know you're crazy people.
Ok, bye, I love you.
I love you too, baby.
Bye-bye. Got
it. Yo. Yeah.
Oh, le créole est tellement parfait, bro.
Yo, bro, je savais qu'il s'en venait en plus. Je l'entendais dans sa voix, là. Je suis comme, oh, ok, tu vas sortir.
My mom's so chill, like, I'm... shit.
Il va dire, oh.
Ok.
I would say, with who?
Oh, God. Oh. I can't do it in English. She'll know. Okay. Oh, God. Okay. Allô, ma, ça va?
Ça va et toi?
Non.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a?
Je sais même pas comment... Je sais même pas par où commencer. Il fallait que I had to step out from the podcast parce que j'ai reçu un appel. Là, j'ai répondu. Puis, j'ai. Dans le fond, c'est cette fille avec qui j'avais eu une relation. Puis là, elle me dit qu'elle est enceinte puis elle veut garder le bébé.
That's good. I'm gonna be grandma. I can't bear it.
She knows.
Say that because Carl, all the time you talk, you are saying one thing. No. I don't want to settle. No, I'm not ready. No, God is too much trouble. So, and if you impregnate a girl, you're going to have a kid. That's life. Oh, shame on the telephone.
Mais comment j'appelle le bébé? How do I name it?
Oh, my little Tikal Junior.
Okay, bye.
Elle est trop smart.
C'est Carl Junior.
Yo.
Shit, my mom is my mom at work still?
She's like, that's great. I'm like, huh?
Fucking dead.
What do you mean by that?
Concerned, overly concerned, happy. Accepting, very happy and accepting.
Hola. Hello?
Hi.
Mai.
Can I help you?
Oh, shoot. Mom, I'm calling you from the wrong phone number.
Oh.
So can I deliver you some bad news?
What happened?
So I found out that I am most likely going to be a father.
With who?
I mean, I'm sure you have a pretty good idea.
With
who? Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
How come?
You know, one thing led to the next. We met up, we spoke, we made a baby.
Oh my gosh. And now she doesn't want to, she wants to have it?
Yeah, she wants to keep it.
Oh my God. And you, how do you feel about it?
Me, I'm okay. I was thinking of calling the name of the baby Carl.
Carl?
Yeah, like Carl, like my friend Carl, Carl Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we were thinking of moving to South Africa.
I'm just pulling my leg.
Oh my God.
We all recorded our parents and told them that our girls are pregnant. So now I have to bleep the name out. I'll call you after.
Oh my God.
I'll call you after. What is one thing that your last relationship taught you?
Bro. Hope you guys enjoyed this video. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.
Sorry.
For him?
About to say for me?
No.
Oh. Okay. Well, why'd say oh?
I don't know. That's
Do you have an answer? Because you could start.
No.
What the fuck?
Fuck the what?
Do you have an answer?
I have. Yeah, I do. Multiple things, but I would say the thing that I would say stuck with me the most out of all of this is to learn how to compromise, but not to the point where you lose your own value. Because there's a lot of situations that happen where even though I knew, for example, that I was willing to compromise, I let a lot of shit like slide that I know for a fact that I shouldn't have. And that is the part I would say to this day eats me, just because when I look back at what I did or what I let happen, it pisses me off because I'm like, today I would never do that. So I would say this is the part, like one thing that I really like learned. Also value yourself a lot.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate you.
I think, I think for me, it was emotional intelligence. Because the reason why it didn't work was because actually it didn't work when we were kids. And then we tried again when we were a bit older. I think like probably three or four years ago. And then everything was better for me. Like I was better. I was better physically, mentally. Like in my, I thought I was. All that stuff. And then we tried. And one day she asked me the question about if I cry. And as a man, I was like, oh, I mean, back then I was like, no, I don't cry. I'm a guy. That's exactly what I said. And then the way she looked at me, she went like, oh. And the oh that she did was like, you didn't change in a way, you know? So as soon I understood that, I think 2 years after, because I was like, why didn't it work? Because everything was perfect. Everything, the dates, all that stuff, everything was perfect. But I was thinking about it. And it was actually just because I wasn't mature enough emotionally. Like I didn't understand that. If I don't understand the basics of it's okay for a man to cry, there's definitely some stuff that I don't know yet. And as soon as I did have that time to heal and think about what happened, I went like, okay, yeah, I have to be smarter. So I worked on that and here I am.
It's crazy how like those moments give you like a picture perfect memory of how she said it to you, right?
Yeah, yeah. I remember exactly the face she had. She went like, oh, we had the park, like everything was perfect that right after dinner. I'm happy when I'm what I ate, you know? And as soon as I said that, she went like, okay. And I was like, in my head, it was like, okay, it's whatever. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm giving the right answer because she probably wants a guy that's an alpha male and like that does all the, you know, guy thing. But that's not what she wanted. What she wanted was really a guy that understands that it's okay to feel your emotions and to be alert about it, you know? I wasn't that guy.
I guess I'd say I guess I'd say what was the word? Learn about myself. But I've learned it after. I'm pretty hard to talk to, but I didn't realize that I was hard to talk to when like I'm in a heated moment. And I've only realized because the two person that I've dated after her were my match, that you guys were saying, like my match in a way, like the same personality as me. And I became like crazy because I was like, what the fuck? That's what it feels to talk to me when in a heated moment, right? So I've learned it after in a way that like where her, she was not like confrontational at all. So I was always having the last word, whatever, designer to her. So I was not learning anything in a way. But then after I met someone that was exactly like me, and that made me reflect on my past relationship. So the one before and the one before, and on how I was with them. To the point that even I texted my ex and I said, I'm genuinely sorry for how I acted with you during the relationship. Even if I had no context or whatsoever, I still had that on my shoulder to text her and say that I'm sorry how I acted, because she kind of maybe how she felt for all those years, but I'm so hard to talk to that she never even mentioned it because there's no point in her head. So I had to realize after a couple of years or after a couple of months, whatever, that like, okay, yeah, I wasn't the issue at that moment. So that's what I've learned from.
Very humbling of you. Because you probably maybe gave her closure for something that she thought was not closed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Without you even knowing, you're probably doing it for yourself just to be like, you're like, I feel bad. I want to let her know. Mm-hmm. But maybe you closed the door for her that she didn't even know she still had open.
Maybe. I hope so, honestly. Because mm-hmm. I genuinely, like, it was eating me inside. I was like, I got to text her and just say, genuinely sorry for the way I was acting with you and from this, that, and third. Because at that moment, I wasn't feeling like I was in the wrong or whatever. But obviously, you grow from that. And then you know that, like, you're in the wrong or whatsoever.
That's very good of you, Ron.
Proud of you, too.
What's yours?
I think this, my last relationship that I had was the biggest reality check that I've ever had in my life, because growing up and even like talking to other people and dating and whatever, I always gave myself like this persona for people to like me. So I'd always like adapt to what I feel like I would need to say or I would have to act just in order to fit in. And that happened in my last relationship where I came across as someone who I wasn't. I came across as someone who I thought she would love rather than just come in as myself. And the worst part is that I think that had I just done that, she still would have loved me regardless.
If you were yourself?
If I just was myself from the get-go. Because there was a lot of my personality that was still intact, but there was like a lot of bullshit covering that. And she was trying to like chisel away at it to get to actually knowing me for me. And I think that's what put a lot of restraint in our relationship, that we couldn't go further, that I never really felt that we were like, it always felt like we were one foot in and one foot out because of that. And you realize these things afterwards, right? So like to this day, it sounds like she's passed away, but she's not. But in the back of my mind, when I'm about to say something or when I'm about to act or just when like moving in the way I think, I always think like, how would she think or what would she say? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that relationship is what I fall back onto to make sure that I'm moving in the right direction, to just continuously be whoever I am, but with everybody.
Okay.
The same.
Yeah.
It's an eye opener.
Yeah.
But you know, it's crazy because I feel like there's a lot of people who, especially today, that have like the same issue that you had before, where you have to put like a face and it's like, yo, it's draining, bro. Like I can't talk for myself, not being cocky at all, just because you guys know me, like I'm always the same person. Like I don't change for people, always consistently myself. But like I see a lot of people and I've interacted with a lot of people where you're like, okay, I see what you're putting up, but like, who are you? Like,
for real,
you know,
who's the real you?
It's about pleasing. You want to please your partner. You love your partner so much. You want to please them in every way possible. Therefore, you don't even realize that you change yourself for them, right? You just do whatever you think that they're going to like to please them, because the whole purpose of it is just to please them.
You know what it could also be? It could also be even sadder than that. It could be that people are so unhappy with themselves that they feel like they have to become someone else in order for them to be loved.
Yeah.
I had that before. I was like that before when I was younger.
Me was the opposite. Me, I liked myself, but I did so much shit that made me not like myself anymore.
Okay, so you started to 100 and then fell to 0.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, just like through time, through relationships, through like different endeavors, it was always like that. Like, to give you guys an idea, like, I struggled and I'm still working on it with like lying. So to me, it was like whenever it first started, like, all the lies piled up, and like now even still trying to make amends on those lies because they're so deep. It's like you almost feel like you have to continue the lie because you're that far gone.
Yeah.
You know,
you start to believe it too.
Yeah, exactly. But after my last relationship, because in my mind, I owed nobody nothing. I feel like I started practicing with you guys the most because I didn't start off with you guys the same way that I did like with my relationships or my past life. It's always been very transparent with you guys. Anyways, how do you guys want me to hide anything? I fucking live with you guys, right? But it was with you guys, and then just like talking to girls and whatever, it's always just been like, this is who I am. I'm a fucking history nerd. I like to play with fucking Legos. Like, do what you want. And the only response that I've gotten was the complete opposite of what I was expecting. I thought it was going to be like, ick. I thought it was going to be a turnoff and whatever. And at the end of the day, everybody loves history. Everybody loves fucking Legos. I'm using that as an analogy.
I definitely understand.
What? That I like those things? Yeah. Yeah, but I'm using it as an analogy, like the things, basically saying like the things that you like, other people like too. Mm-hmm. And if people are icked out by it, they're just not meant for you.
Mm-hmm. Or they're lying.
But that's, also. But it's difficult.
Go for it.
But
I was just saying, usually aligns naturally. Like, if you are who you are and you, like, you assume who you are, the people are going to talk to and you're going to say that's the things that I like, most likely, you just naturally, you guys were in the same type of ballpark anyways. Because then when you're, like, the, let's say, not the fake person, but when you put a fake image and you're trying to please someone that is not necessarily in the same ballpark, then for sure, then after, if you say the things that you're like, she's not going to like, because she wasn't meant to be in your ballpark anyways. You just wanted that person for me, for image, most of the time. But you can find your person in your ballpark in every, there's a baddie in every ballpark. At the library, at the club, at driving a bike, there's a baddie everywhere. You get what I mean? So
yeah, that's true. I think it all stems down, to what you said. It just stems down to confidence. When you're confident in who you are and the things that you like to do and who you have as a friend and how you are with your family, like you're going to attract said people. And the ones that you don't attract, they're not meant for you in the first place. Mm-hmm. But there's no point of like bending over or folding for someone who is slightly different from you and then you try to adapt to them. Don't get me wrong. Relationships are all about compromise.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you like stay wholeheartedly true to who you feel like you really are at the end of the day, then that person who fits that, you know, that glove for you is going to find you.
Mm, not sure. Sometimes it gets like being yourself to the point where like, how you call it, you're unapologetically yourself can be very lonely sometimes in a sense that like you have to land on the right person. And landing on the right person might take a while, you know? So that's why, like, you have to stay true to yourself and know that, like you're confident with yourself and who you are. And then just let things happen. Because if you're, like, constantly chasing, and that's the part that's going to kill you, is the chasing. Because the more you chase, the more you're going to get, like, declined, denied, negative answers, blah, blah, et cetera. And it's gonna hurt, and then you're going to want to change who you are. And that's the one thing you should never do, because then what is there to like about you if it's not you, you know?
I feel like you've been more so that way for the most part.
Like what?
Always being like, this is who I am, this is what I want, like
straightforward.
Take it or leave it.
Yeah. No, me for sure. That I was about to ask, that was my next question. And it's going to come on what you just said, basically. Do you guys think that for a wifey, so the person that you're going to love for the rest of your life, it's going to be the same as you or the opposite of you when it comes to personality?
Personality, I don't know. But I hope it would be someone who like understands the way I think.
So
she could have her own personality, right? Obviously, in a way that it works together. Correct. But I, what's super important to me is just having someone who just understands me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know it's very vague to say, but like there's certain things that sometimes I'll that make sense in my mind, but then when I try to explain it to other people, they don't get it. So I need to have someone that when I do explain it, that they do get it.
Okay. So would you say that someone is more like same like you? I'm be more specific. Yeah. Same would be someone like me. I'm the same. Them two would be opposite as you.
Yeah.
So which one?
Like, it would be like, let's say, for example, like me and Michu.
So opposite.
No, same.
And personality?
And personality, and personality, me and you.
Make it simple. Yeah. Would you date a girl that's like Matt or a girl that's like me?
Neither. Michu.
But what I'm saying is Michu and Carl are the same.
I understand. Sure. But the thing about Michu is that we have the same, I feel like we have the same way of thinking more so than we have the same personality. I don't think our personalities are necessarily similar.
I get what you mean.
I think our way of thinking is similar, but he has his whole different entire personality. Like, there's no one that's gonna say like you're like Michu. I think like even from you when you said you're like Michu, I don't think you're basing ourselves off of our personality. It was more so like in the way we think, because you, one of the first things you said like you're calm, cool, and collected like Michu. Mm. That to me is more so like a mental thing more so than it's like a personality thing.
Fair. But it's fair that you say that, because for me it would be a girl that's like Carl.
Fun, quirky, sassy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So personality wise, I'll take Carl's personality with Michu's way of thinking, or Michu's way of understanding.
Well, fair. Yeah, for sure. Definitely agree.
Should we call our exes and say that we miss them?
Hope you guys enjoyed that episode.
Yeah, I'm just saying, nah, fam.
I'm good.
Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Don't forget to give us 5 stars on Amazon, Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to check us out on
Patreon,
where we call our exes and tell them that we miss them.
Yeah, I'm good on that, bro. UAC vegan.
It's been your boy, Sergio Stocks.
It's your boy, Matt.
It's your boy, Carl.
It's your boy, Vichu.
And we'll see you guys next week. Mi canción en la voz.